Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, this is Father Tom Burke of the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh, and welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. This show spotlights the important work of Catholic education in our Catholic schools and parish faith formation programs. Catholic Education Plus is brought to you by the generous supporters of Catholic education, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh in southwestern Pennsylvania.
2019 has been a big year for 50th anniversaries like the moon landing and Woodstock. It also marks a milestone for Catholic education. It's been 50 years since the first elementary schools merged in the Diocese of Pittsburgh. Back in 1969, that's a year before I was born, Butler Catholic was created from three parish schools: St. Peter, which opened in the mid-1850s, St. Paul, which was established back in 1888, and St. Michael the Archangel School began in 1922. In the late 1970s, Butler Catholic School also began receiving support from parishes of St. Andrew and St. Fidelis in the Butler area. And Butler Catholic strives to educate our students in their spiritual, intellectual, physical, social, and service pursuits. The school is celebrating 50 years this weekend as alumni, friends, families, and the community are coming together. And they've been partying all weekend. And my guest early this morning, Sister Joanna Mulhern, longtime principal at Butler Catholic. She's a Sister of Divine Providence, and Catholic Dudley, who is the Director of Development. Sister Joanna and Kathy, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thanks, Father. It's nice to be here.
Yes, thanks for having us.
And as I mentioned, you've had a full plate Friday night and last night, and then boom, here you are this morning. So thanks for coming in today. And there was a really nice article back in the July 26th issue of the Back to School Supplement in the Pittsburgh Catholic newspaper about Butler Catholic, about the 50th anniversary. I really took note to that, so I thought that this would be a great topic, and how appropriate that you're here this weekend. And Sister Joanna, as I mentioned, I was taught by the Sisters of Divine Providence at St. Norbert's in Overbrook, and you have served in Catholic schools for many decades, and the Sisters of Divine Providence are very near and dear to my heart. Oh, so thank you for your service, and they taught me quite well. Why is Catholic education so important today?
I believe that Catholic education is so important because it helps our people to grow in the real fiber of what life is about, and that is the reflection of Christ. Being in a place where the children are surrounded in an atmosphere where Christ is important, he is there, but we also use the gifts that he has given us so that we can be the best informed, best educated, well-rounded person. And our world needs us today. We need people who have a strong moral fiber deep within their DNA. It has to be there. And in a Catholic school, that's helped to be developed. Mm. We continue building on what mom and dad started at home, but we keep going and helping them to build that personal relationship with Christ, because without that, we are nothing. Absolutely. And we absolutely need that in today's world.
And I always remind our parents. Parents obviously are the first teachers
Definitely.
Of the faith. They say they teach their kids the prayers. They lay that foundation.
Right.
I look at my parents mm-hmm. and my two sisters laying that foundation in faith. But I like how you said that the schools continue that
right.
with the parents
mm-hmm.
starting,
right.
and you work together.
Exactly. Working mm-hmm. together is the key. And that's what
family.
We have to. Right. That's
yeah.
it.
Now, Kathy, you've been celebrating Butler Catholic's 50th anniversary all this weekend. And who are the leaders, and what are some of the events that have taken place so far, Friday and Saturday?
We have. It's been a really fun weekend so far. We have two chairmen for the 50th anniversary celebration that are longtime family members here at Butler Catholic.
Wow.
Bruno Zuccola, who went to school there, taught here, and is back now as a substitute teacher, even in his retirement. So he's back to help chair, along with David Dorsey, who, same thing, his family's been involved with Butler Catholic for a long time. We started Friday evening with some food trucks in the parking lot and a great family fun night for all of the current families as well as alumni coming back. We had a movie night for that. And yesterday we spent the whole day back to school, so to speak. Everything from tours of the school to demos of our makerspace and robotics program. And we had a great mass in the afternoon led by Father Kevin Fazio and several of our alumni that have gone on to become priests. And we celebrated into the night last night with dinner in the gymnasium.
Wow. So then, boom, and then today,
back at it again. So. Absolutely. We can't let them leave town
quite
yet.
A lot of great memories, a lot of stories. I can just imagine a lot of great friendships.
There is. So much laughter and just family coming back together.
What a fun time.
It's been a great night.
Wow. Now, Sister Joanne, you have a great story to tell about Butler Catholic School. Enrollment has been growing over the years.
Yeah.
275 students, preschool through eighth grade. That's a wonderful enrollment.
Mm-hmm.
What aspects of the school is appealing to families to come to Butler Catholic?
What I hope it is the family spirit that's there. Our older children look out for our younger ones. There is a nice family feel. The older ones know the little ones. The little ones see them. They're not strangers to them. And so I think it is that we're all in this together, and we want to make this place a place. I like to refer to Butler Catholic as their home away from home.
I like that.
And as a result, it's that family spirit that keeps everything growing and coming together. There's a lot of good things taking place, and we want to make sure that our people know about it and they feel welcome and part of it.
And I was reading over I like how it's one campus, one building.
Right.
Everything's under one roof, preschool through eighth grade, which is a tremendous convenience to families. And that's a wonderful sales, because a lot of schools have elementary schools and then a middle school. And then so that makes it harder if families have multiple students in two different locations. Yeah. And that it's nice to have the kids all under one roof.
Yeah, definitely. You know? And that is a big drawing card, too, because we can say we have your three-year-old and your eighth grader all in the same building.
One-stop shop.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Now, Kathy, you have several unique programs at Butler Catholic, like a school garden. And I like that now that we're in the harvest season, as we're now in the middle of October. How did this school garden begin, and how is it growing, literally?
Sure. So we wanted to expand beyond that one building, so we've gone outside. A couple years ago, we had an Eagle Scout that was a current family member at Butler Catholic provide us with four garden beds. We got started with this four raised gardens, and we've since multiplied that several times over. We've just added an outdoor classroom this summer, and we've gotten more and more students involved. The excitement is just really, really growing, literally.
They get their hands dirty, too.
They absolutely do. They go out, they
get
plant, they weed, they pick all summer long. The families take turns through the summer. It's been a really great opportunity for families to sort of work together outside of the school day.
And that Eagle Scout was an alumnus?
Absolutely.
And I, as an Eagle Scout, scouting is very near and dear to my heart, and two of my nephews are Eagles, too.
Oh,
so it's a great program and good youth ministry program, too, for Catholic Committee on Scouting. Now, Sister, community service is important part of the Butler Catholic program, both inside the school and in the community. How are some examples of student service inside and out?
Okay. When we talk about service inside the school, we do have the children making cards for shut-ins for the nursing homes. Right now, our fifth graders are we call it a passion class, that they are doing service by making mats for the homeless, taking plastic bags, cutting them, weaving them, and making them mats so they're not on the ground.
What a great project.
And they are excited about
that. Now that the weather's getting cooler.
And so when it just taking off on the garden, the vegetables, the smiles on the kids' faces when they picked the buckets of vegetables and walked across the street to give them to St. Vincent Food Bank.
Wow.
It was just so neat to see. They were so excited about it. Going to nursing homes, to the veterans' hospital, to be able to do things of that sort helps the children to understand these are the spiritual and corporal works of mercy. This is what we are called to do. And so these are the kinds of things, little ones and as well as the big ones. There's always that sense of competition when you have the food drive, because who wants that free jean stay?
Oh, yeah. Yes, that is that what their goal is?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah. And sometimes, because it's a nice amount, it's 2 days. One year, we even had cereals, and they did a domino effect, and it went all the way around the gymnasium, up the middle, and they just watched them, the domino effect.
You see the whole crew just keep going.
Yeah, they love that.
And that's great. They learn inside the classroom, but also, most importantly, outside, too.
Right, and that's what we want.
To help somebody. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, we are talking about the one-stop shop under one roof. Kathy, children get a great start in the preschool program at Butler Catholic. What's that like?
You know, one of the greatest things about our preschool program is that our tiniest, youngest children are able to interact with our oldest, most experienced students on a regular basis through teaming with tots, where our older students come down and read to the preschoolers, to gym class, to art class, to music class. The little ones are just as much of the school as everybody else. And it really starts to teach them responsibility at such a young age, and also just ingrains them in the love of what they have for Butler Catholic and the school.
So the little tykes get like a big buddy program.
Kind of,
to
yeah.
To kind of look after them. And say, hey, that will be me in a couple years.
They do, and it's amazing to see how many of the eighth graders are giving high fives to the preschoolers outside of school at basketball games or even places like that. They really engage together really well.
It's like bookends.
It is.
And then probably the older kids, that helps them learn, say, hey, that was me, you know, 7, 8 years ago, and how they've grown and been formed and developed, and a lot of good friendships can start, too.
They see that progression. Yeah. They learn a lot of patience as well, the older students.
Oh, yeah.
From working with the little ones.
Keeping their attention span and things like that.
It's great all the way around.
Now, the parents, do you see a lot of mingling, like the preschool parents with the middle school parents, too?
We do a fair amount, actually. Yeah. You know, the younger parents and the older parents, they know each other. We see each other at all of the school activities. And it's not unusual to go up and see, you know, a preschooler or a kindergarten parent talking with a 7th or 8th grade parent. Very common.
That's good. Yeah. And as Sister Joanne was talking, it's that family aspect, too.
Definitely.
What other schools would have that to say that a preschool family can interact with a middle school family, too, and have that same common bond?
Absolutely.
We'll take a break. We'll be back in a moment on KDK Radio. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, the administrator of the Catholic community of the East End of Pittsburgh, which is the parishes of St. Bede and Point Breeze, St. Charles the Wonga in the East End, and St. James in Wilkinsburg. And this morning, we are featuring Butler Catholic School. They're celebrating their 50th anniversary, and they're just partying all weekend, and lots of great activities Friday and Saturday, and then also final celebration today. And with me this morning, Sister Joanne Mulhern, Sister of Divine Providence, who is the principal at Butler Catholic School, and Kathy Dudley is the director of development. Now, Sister Joanne, an old idea is new again at Butler Catholic, and that's the middle school concept. Can you tell our listeners, how does that work? I like that idea.
Middle school concept is really a concept of philosophy, because we have a group of children who think they are adults, who want to be treated as adults, but are still little kids in growing bodies. And so we find ways to help these children to pursue interests, to think outside the box, to be challenged, to find programs that are going to captivate their desires and their interests, and yet challenge them in a new way, so that it's not the same old humdrum reading, math, and all that kind of good stuff. Although we keep that. I mean, that's a basic.
Those are tools that are important, but as kids say, school's boring.
Right.
You know, but
so we try to find things. And this year we did something new. We call them passion classes. And these, we talked about them, and the teachers gave descriptions. One of them is CSI, which is a very famous program on TV, but they do have to be very observant, and that's something that they're not used to doing. And so it's really helping them to target in on what it is that they're doing. This year, the National History Day, they're talking about breaking down barriers, all kinds of barriers. So our kids are looking into that. And of course, there's always the escape room. How can we build this? And again, thinking outside the box, what challenges can you put in there that will help people, not hurt them, but help them to figure out how to get out of it. So it's an exciting time. It's taking the basics and challenging them up and dressing them up in something new that the kids get very excited about.
And then the middle school kids So that's something different,
exactly.
And it keeps their interest growing.
Right. And yet you have to do it at that age.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's too much outside that's holding on to them, and we want to grab that interest into something
else. That's a tough age group.
And you got to love them, if not.
Seven nephews, and I know my sisters, when they were in school, that's a tough group, but you got to strike that interest.
Yes.
Now, Kathy, earlier we noted that Butler Catholic was the first consolidated school in the diocese back in 1969, and I'll be hitting the big 5-0 next year is my big year for that. And so I always consider this Butler Catholic really is a trailblazer. They really set the tone of what we're doing now with regionalization. Now regional elementary schools are being established in several areas in the North Hills of Pittsburgh, and then my area, the East, and then next year will be the South, and then later on out by the airport and West Corridor. Tell us the vision of the three Butler pastors that they had this regionalization model back in 1969. They were really ahead of the ball game, which I think is great.
They were visionaries, right? I mean, we look at what they were able to accomplish 50 years ago and how that's being applied today. And even in its own right today, it's sort of this modern thinking that really challenges everything we've known about school. But these three gentlemen, they got together and decided, let's look into the future. We need to find a way to be financially secure. Costs are rising. Mm-hmm. The demands of running three schools, a school for each church, which were really all within 1 mile of each other.
You could throw a rock pretty much from St. Peter to St. Paul, and then St. Michael's is just
Absolutely.
Over the bridge. Yeah,
they were very close, and to have three schools just wasn't going to necessarily be the best idea down the road. So rather than them all waiting to see who would beat out the other one, they wanted to work together and find a way to combine their efforts, combine the schools, and create an even better opportunity for the students.
What a great role model.
We're very grateful to them.
Back in the 1960s, and Butler is such a wonderful community. I've been through there, the county seat of the county, and just a wonderful area, and beautiful location. And Butler Catholic is right there, in the heart of the city. Now, as we talked a little bit earlier in the first segment about the parents with the preschool families and the middle school families, Sister Joanne, your parents play such an important role at Butler Catholic. Can you talk about their involvement and dedication? Because parents really are the heartbeat helping out with the faculty and staff.
We couldn't do it without them. In the last, I want to say the last 6 years in particular, we've done a lot of work at bringing our building up to code, because it was built in 1949. Mm-hmm. And so those good old days have been showing on the building. But our parents have become so involved in giving the support. We need help. You have them out there cleaning up the grounds, painting, just doing whatever they can. What do you want us to do, sister? What do we need? And that's really important, because when kids see their parents involved, hey, this has to be a special place. Mom and Dad are giving up their time. But not only in helping in the building, in our sports program, we have tremendous volunteers. Our coaches are all volunteers.
Wow, that's
and
great.
Even some of those coaches no longer have children here in school, but they are so dedicated to what it is that the school is about. The people who serve in the concession stand, our volunteers in the cafeteria. Without our volunteers and without our parents, it would be very rough to have a school today. But more important is how they help the kids to master their learning. There are times when they'll call, what are you talking about? What does this mean? I don't know. I can't do this anymore. And they help the children understand what it is. So they are reinforcing what's taught in school, and school is helping parents to continue learning also with the children.
And then the children are learning from their parents.
Exactly.
Hey, my mom or dad is a coach or helping out the concession stand. Yeah. And there's that act of service.
Right.
Like, hey,
right.
It's not just that I'm getting paid for this. Yeah. I'm volunteering precious time.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's a huge thing that the kids learn from their parents.
Right. And when the kids see mom and dad do it, this has to be important. I want to do it too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes.
Now, as we mentioned, today is the final day of your 50th anniversary. Kathy, what's on store for today? Can you tell our listeners?
Well, we're going to be sad to see everybody go. It's been a really fun weekend. But today we've got a few things planned in the morning. Most deliciously to all of our stomachs is breakfast for 2 hours in the cafeteria. Our friends over at St. Fidelis have come over, and they're preparing all sorts of delicious items for everybody to stop in and have. And while they're here, we've got tours going on the rest of the morning. We do have rosary recitation in the school chapel. And then finally, we will end the great weekend with benediction in front of our Fatima Grotto at 11:45.
That is great. So it's a full day at
it
the
is.
Office for both of you. And what a wonderful weekend. And many wonderful friendships probably will continue even after this weekend.
Absolutely.
Having the alumni come back and reminisce walking down the halls and just telling great stories.
Yes.
Now, Sister Joanne, for parents who might be interested in Butler Catholic, for their sons or daughters or grandkids, how can they learn more about Butler Catholic School?
We can do two ways. First of all, mm-hmm. there's always the telephone. Our number is 724-285-4276. Call at any time. That's also my home phone number, too.
Oh, okay.
So I get a 24/7. And that's wonderful. That's okay. The other place is to check our website, mm-hmm. www.butlercatholic.org, and to check on there what we have, some wonderful things. We have parents that come and give tours of the school, as well as we sit down and talk with our children and them. Anytime at all, just wonderful to have them.
And even though that you're concluding your celebration today, I'm sure there's many activities throughout the full year, this
right.
school year, since it's such a big milestone for
right.
Butler Catholic.
It is, yes. Looking forward to every day.
And then families can come in and take
right.
a tour of the school,
right.
shadow
mm-hmm.
During the day.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Come and check out
yes.
the facilities and
definitely.
Sports and
yes.
see what Butler Catholic has to offer.
Yes.
Well, we learned a lot today, and congratulations again on 50
thank
years
thank
yeah. and many,
great.
Many more, and congratulations to the wonderful school and what you're
thank
doing
you. Thank you.
In Butler Catholic. And
please come up and see us.
Absolutely.
Okay,
yeah, I'll have
great.
To come up and say hi to you.
Absolutely.
So. Okay.
Thanks for having us today. It's been
yeah.
a great morning.
Kathy
yeah.
Dudley, Sister Joanne, thank you for being here.
Thanks.
Thank you.
We'll be back in a moment on KDK Radio. This week in our Plus segment, we're featuring On a Wing and a Prayer. It's a young adult bus trip up to Buffalo, New York. You can shuffle up to Buffalo, stopping at Our Lady of the Victory Basilica and National Shrine, visit the beautiful Niagara Falls, and also have some original buffalo wings at the Anchor Bar. That sounds really yummy. This is coming up next Saturday, October the 26th. It's from 7:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Tickets are only $25, and you can order them by going to pghpriest.com, pghpriest.com. Next Saturday, October the 26th, it's an all-day young adult bus trip up to Buffalo. Sounds like a great day on Wing and a Prayer. You can visit the Basilica and the beautiful National Shrine, take a nice view of the Niagara Falls, and then have some nice buffalo wings. Great food, fun, entertainment, and also sightseeing. So pghpriest.com. Tickets are only $25. That includes transportation and your lunch. Next Saturday, October the 26th, up to Buffalo, young adult trip. See you there in Buffalo.
Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus, and thanks again to our supporters, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. I'm Father Tom Burke. Join us again in 2 weeks at 6:30 right here on KDK Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.